Now, will you notice what he says in verse 16? He says, I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I'm come to great estate, and I've gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. Now, this man was led to a certain amount of, I think, arrogance, a certain amount of conceit, since he was wiser than the others. And knowledge, as Paul says, puffeth up. It always inflate an individual like a balloon if he feels like he's a little smarter or better educated than those that are around him. But again, education has to fall back on experience, and experience is something you cannot trust. It has to be tested by the Word of God. The thing today is that a great many people are testing the Word of God by their experience. My friend, you need to test your experience by the Word of God and see if it will stand up in under it. Now, will you notice verse 17? He says, and I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. And the very interesting thing is that wisdom and playing the fool are not very far apart. How many smart men in the history of the world have played the fool? Solomon did. He's one of the most notable examples of that. The man that we call it the King James Bible, he actually had nothing to do with the translation of it in doing any translating. He never would have been capable. You know why? He was called James the Fool. And the reason he was called that, because that's what he was. But he thought he was a very smart individual. And today I think that we as a nation have produced a generation that think that they are very intelligent and very smart. And yet we cannot even solve the problems that are about us, nor can we solve the problems of the world. And so this man gave his heart to know wisdom, to know madness and folly. And probably no man played the fool any more than Solomon did. He said, I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit. In other words, it's not worth the effort. And verse 18, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Now, joy and satisfaction do not increase in ratio to the increase of knowledge. Someone has said that when ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise. And there's a certain amount of truth in that. In much wisdom, there's much grief. The more we know, the more we increase our problems. And life today has become tedious, and it produces tension, and all of these scientific gadgets that we have around us are making life almost unbearable. A man said to me just the other day, and he's a Christian, by the way, he said, you know, I think I'm going to lose my mind if I don't get away from these computers, these machines that have become our masters and that are controlling life today. They produce the air we breathe, which is smog in our place. And they are the ones that are producing most of the work that's around us. And we think how wonderful a machine is, and we fall down and worship before it. But he says it's driving us to madness today. How true, for in much wisdom is much grief. And you must remember, Solomon did not live in the machine age. He did not see the Industrial Revolution, but he certainly knew what he was talking about.